This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
We are on live. Welcome to the Chaz and AJ Week in Review Facebook Live podcast thing. Chaz, AJ, Pam, Phil.
Hi.
Pam's got two more.
She does.
So it's this one, next week, and then
the final countdown.
Weird.
Weird.
Yep, it is.
Yeah, right. We should play that all next week.
Yep.
Countdown to day five, day four, day three, day two, day one.
Then get the fuck out of here.
I know how you really feel.
I'm looking forward to the roast tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, and we're asking if you want to roast Pam right now. Here's your chance.
Yeah.
Phil's monitoring Facebook Live if you want to type something in.
Right. Is that moment for you?
While we're waiting, Steve-O was awesome.
Yeah.
He was great.
Very cool guy. Very together for someone who would staple his nutsack to his leg.
Yeah.
I normally wouldn't bring up that Charlie Sheen roast because it's just, you know, it's one of those awkward moments in your life.
Yeah.
But since we're having the roast tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good time to ask.
Right.
And, man, I watched that Amy Schumer thing, her set. It was unbelievably funny and brutal.
Right, took him at the knees.
Yep. Brutal.
Yep.
So yeah.
She started with Patrice.
Yeah, went after his leg.
And his grandmother.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just assumed she raised you.
Yeah, that's right. That was funny.
Patrice had such a great response to that, too. He's like, God damn, been sitting next to this bitch all night. I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, he was good. Yeah, he wasn't past it. You know, he was totally
you got me good. Yeah, who knew?
I haven't seen it in a while, but didn't she predict that he was going to die early? And then he, like, did.
Did he? Did she?
Yeah.
I think he did just to prove her right.
she said, yeah, this is not just the roast of Charlie Sheen. It's also the funeral of his left foot.
Right.
Because I'm assuming you have diabetes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
That's right.
That's right.
It was brutal. I was watching it. I'm like, man, it was funny as shit.
Yep.
But it was brutal.
Yep.
And you could tell that he still has a little residual after effect about that.
That set is what made her the Amy Schumer that we know today. She was basically, I think, an unknown at that point. She had done, like, you know, Last Comic Standing, and she finished. Like, I think they even joked about it when they introduced
her. That's right.
Yeah. So she really wasn't a thing.
It's like she was the fourth finalist in the fifth season of the...
Yeah. So I was doing the PLR night show live at the time. I was in studio, and this was on, and I remember around like 10 p.m. when she went up, and she made the Ryan Dunn joke, and Steve-O's face came on. I was like, holy shit. I'm like, she might have just torched her career. The opposite wound up happening, but I talked about it all night. And I remember just being like, I can't believe she went there because no one else was doing it. Like, it wasn't like she was the first that went up.
Yeah.
Like, other comics had already gone up and they didn't go there.
Yeah.
And she was like, nope, I'm fucking going to do it.
Right. Was it her uncle or grandfather, Chuck Schumer?
Her uncle.
Yeah, her uncle. So, you know, he's kind of a prick. So go for it. Yep.
You should definitely Google that.
Oh, yeah.
And watch it if you haven't seen it. Holy crap.
Yep.
It seemed like Steve-O was ready to move on today, but I definitely wanted to ask because I've heard that sometimes after these celebrity roasts on Comedy Central, they sort of give, like, the first right of editing to the guests that they invited on stage.
Oh,
like,
really?
Hey, which of these jokes do you want not a part of the broadcast?
Seriously.
Right. So I was surprised when that one went on because I don't think it was a live roast. You know, it's never...
Yeah, they film it, and then they play it under the guise of live. Yeah.
But, I think the Justin Bieber roast, because I believe that was the one when the situation was there. Well, he went up at the end and said a thing, but the situation was there, and he got really hammered, and there were a couple jokes that, like, they cut out.
Well, he
bombed. It was so brutal. He bombed. His set was cut just because of how awkward it was.
And awful.
Jokes made about him were cut, because he wanted them.
Gotcha. Yeah.
It was... you know, I was just Googled it just to, like, you know, looking up Steve-O. I just wanted to refresh my memory. And I didn't remember it being that good, you know? And when I'm watching it, I'm like, holy fuck, she was really funny.
Wow.
And brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Brutal. I will not be that brutal to Pam tonight.
No.
Thank you.
Yeah. Lower your expectations if you're going on my part. I like my tiny little box. I like my microphone. I like my ability to hang up on people when I don't like what they're saying. Why have a comeback when you could just go bloop?
Right.
Doo-doo. Yeah.
Best comeback in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah. Away with you now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next call, please.
And it's like, yeah, it's like death.
Yeah. So I'm more of a traffic cop. I'll just be bringing people up and
you MC, so
shuffling
yeah,
things along.
Yep.
And AJ, have you prepared anything? Where are you going? How much are you spending on Pam?
I have some time on Pam. I took a couple of shots, a couple of other people who are on the dais.
Right.
But for the most part, the focus is on Pam, on some of the things that, you know, the things I've observed throughout the almost 6 years that she's been with us.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be a mild slapping around.
Right. Mild slapping.
Right.
I'm okay
right.
with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. She pays for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Pam could take a joke.
Exactly, yes.
Mm-hmm. Pam, are you prepared?
Somewhat. So yeah. I have a couple jokes written for each person. I have like maybe one for you so far, Chaz.
One's good.
I have I have two for AJ.
All right.
So far.
I get two.
I mean, they're not super funny. I mean, I'm not a comedian, you know, and I'm not a joke writer.
Yeah, no, we don't know yet. We know.
We don't, yeah. Ooh, Phil's getting the first shot now.
I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah.
I'm trying to. So I haven't really. I have one for Phil, and it's okay. I want to spend a little bit more time on Phil. I basically, like, last night I drank some wine, and I just, because I didn't have anything. So last night I got in my bed, and I drank
some
wine. I made some notes, and then I started drinking a little bit too much. And then to the point where.
So you thought of
Phil.
You
know what's funny about that, though? You think something's really funny, you write it down, and then you see it the next day, you're like.
You should see the scratch that I wrote. I'm like, I can't even read this.
It says, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, like, I'm like, I don't even know. So,
go up and read that. Just say, I drank a lot of wine. I wrote some jokes, and here they are.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
So, like, don't pee.
Puppy, blah, blah.
It's really chicken scratch. And I wonder, like, at the time, like, I remember being like, that's funny. This is funny. Like, I was saying it out loud to myself. Like, God, that's good. But I know I'm going to go back and read it after, like, I'm going to work on it a little bit today, and I'm going to be like,
the fuck did I write?
I'm just going to have to drink.
I had kind of the same thing happen last night at the project house, because if I'm home, the cat or Jennifer, like something will stop me
the
from.
The cat or Jennifer.
Yeah. Like I'm easily like move something and I'm like, oh, look at that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Shiny object.
So I'm like, I got to go somewhere where there's no one right now. So I put everything out on the table. I'm writing. So I'm like, man, I can fucking do like I could probably do stand up.
Why am I not doing this?
Right. I'm like, shit, this is just coming to me.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
By the time I got home and pulled into the garage, I'm like, this blows.
I'm going to sit in the garage.
What the fuck?
I'm going to sit in the garage and leave the car running.
I did. I said, I sat in the garage. I'm looking at, like, oh, Jesus Christ. That was a waste of 3 hours.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be traffic cop. So there's a lot of things that have to happen.
Exactly.
And then, Phil, where are you in your deal?
So, I wanted to like bounce around and give everybody like at least one good shot. So that's where my struggle is right now, because I want to make sure that it lands, because I don't want to spend too much time on people not named Pam on the stage. Like, but I want to sort of include as many people as possible as well.
Yeah.
So I want the jokes to land, but I don't know until I get up.
Are you coming up with stuff for the people no one knows? Like, there's three people I think we don't know, right?
That haven't been on the show, that we don't really have a personal
Christine
relationship
O'Leary,
with.
You know, you might not know her, but she's really funny and she's great. And she works with the Ridgefield Playhouse. I feel like she's kind of extended family.
She is, yeah.
Yeah, she's been on the show, not a lot.
No, but she has been
really funny. I
love
feel
her.
Like she's one of those, we're going to be like, ooh, right. We didn't see that one coming.
Right. Mm. Ow.
She's good.
Yeah. And
ow.
I think, and then there's a couple of, two other girls that I never heard of, and a dude I never heard of.
Yeah, same.
I'm not going to, what do you say about people that no one, I don't want to say gives a shit about, but,
well, that's,
you know,
basically
knows, and nobody really knows.
Yeah.
Aren't familiar with.
That's a good one. Yeah.
So no one take it.
Aren't familiar with.
I'm not going to waste any time on you people, because no one fucking cares.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Right. And that's the biggest insult of all.
Right.
Like, so-and-so, nobody fucking knows you.
Damn, right. You guys took my Dave Riley joke. I just screwed up.
I know. That's what my biggest fear is, that I'm going last, and I feel like, you know, I don't have groundbreaking jokes, of course. So I feel like I have low-hanging fruit. So I'm just afraid that, like, by the time it's my turn, everyone has taken my jokes, and then what? I'm just going to go with it.
I was talking about that to AJ before you guys came in.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm glad that I'm the host because I get to go first. I'm not one of those people who can sit there and just come up with shit. Sometimes I can, but not, it's not my strength.
Yeah.
You know, I know that if I'm like fifth, all of my good shit's gone.
Yeah.
And like, I would almost want to say, hey, just go, because all my shit's been done.
Right.
Yeah, that's I was going to say that.
Just go to the next person.
I was going
to
say that.
Because I had like five, and they were all done.
All you got to do is point to the person.
And actually better than I would have done them. So, we'll just leave them.
That's going to happen to me.
Why remake Freebird?
Well, then Pam, in a case, I just fake a heart attack.
Right.
I know.
Works every time.
Yeah, no, so by the time they get to Dave, Dave has that. Like, a lot of stuff could be taken. But he's a improv guy.
Yeah, Dave will come up with something new.
His funniest stuff. So, I've seen Dave a lot.
Yeah.
His funniest stuff is when he's just riffing.
Yep.
Now, his set stuff is really great, but I've seen it so many times.
You know,
I'm
the material.
I know what's
coming. Mm. Yeah.
That stuff when he goes live is crazy.
You don't
so
see
he
coming.
Could do that.
Yeah.
He's the right person to
he's
be at
the
end.
He's got the ability.
And then I think when I see you do improv, I'm like, this is what people come out to see him for.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yep.
Anything from the tribe getting a thingy?
Not a lot of roasting.
No.
No.
What is it all like,
good luck, Pam.
We'll miss you.
Pam will be missed.
Do you not know
wishes.
What a roast is, people?
You're so gorgeous.
Right. This
no,
is
no
why.
No one wrote that. No.
You're amazing.
Right. This is the opposite of roast.
Right. Like, yeah. Angel. Yeah. It's not buttering up session. It's roasting.
Right.
We're not basting her.
But, you know, it is tough to type in a roast because you don't know the inflection. You don't know where it's coming from.
So maybe it's like, good luck, Pam. Like, you know, like they don't really mean it.
Right.
Like, oh, you know, you're really funny.
Yeah.
You know, like that type of stuff. Yeah.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And then what do we do next week? So next week, the Facebook Live, we're just going to have Flanders hold the phone, our camera.
Right. Our camera phone.
And what, we need more volume?
Less.
Less.
Less volume.
Oh, really?
We're talking too loud?
Damn it.
We're talking too loud.
Whisper. How's that?
How's that?
Okay. Is that better? Nice. Well, that almost sounds like one of those weird videos. What's that now?
ASMR.
ASMR. Yeah. Yes. Right.
I can't, I don't even want to do it.
isn't it
it's
like,
just,
is that Eamon's company?
It makes me uncomfortable. Oh, yeah.
That's AMR. Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway,
it's a special MR.
Yeah. Next week we go live to the WPLR kitchen.
Right. We can watch the salespeople eat.
Yeah. Oh, where they're going to have a little thing for Pam, and I guess everyone will speak. And
Pam will cry.
Yeah.
Or not.
Pam's a crier.
She is. Cry at everything.
Right.
Yeah. She has a piece of cake. She cries.
Well, you cry when you call 911.
It's true.
You got to. You know?
Yeah.
You got to know that you're stressed.
It's a right. blue.
So.
Yeah.
When Pam realized a dog was in the studio today, I thought she was going to cry.
Yeah.
Like her face was just like, oh.
Because I've seen that video.
Right.
I saw the video that he made of when
I
he found her. So I was like, oh my God, I feel like.
It's a dog.
I remember crying when I watched the video.
Right. And here she is.
And here
she's
is.
Like a celebrity.
She's a celebrity.
Yeah.
She
so is. It's like Steve-O and oh.
I was like, I don't even care about him. Right. I want
her. Isn't it amazing when a dog has more fame than yourself?
Well, think about all the shit this guy's done through his whole life.
Yeah.
Movies, box office, smash number one hit movies.
Yeah.
Hundreds of millions of dollars generated on a television show, movies. It's been all around the world, right? And him with that dog is the most viewed video he's ever made.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fucking unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
That blew my mind.
And the dog knew it too. You could tell the dog knew it. It didn't say two words to me. The dog's like, the dog's like, yeah, fuck your ass.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. I
talk to my people.
Exactly.
Steve-O.
Right.
Yeah, what a special dog that was.
That dog's awesome. Wendy's beautiful.
Take you and your 5,000 Instagram followers that way. Get
That's
away from
right.
me.
No, not even 49. You have 40, you're 4675.
40? Are you serious? I'm going to fact check.
I'm kidding.
No, you're not. I floated you a little bit.
I'm betting that it's 46.
Guy, take a look.
It's pretty close, but 4573.
There you go, see?
But how many are you following?
You inflated yourself.
Not intentionally.
Right.
People are roasting me. They're not roasting Pam.
Oh, really?
Let me get some of that material. Phil looks like my son-in-law. I feel sorry for my son-in-law.
All right, Vaudeville's back.
Okay, so one person.
They're writing jokes for you, Pam.
I know. I need it. Because I got...
You do this. But then you come up and you kill.
I don't know.
You always do.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. It is going to be a very pro Pam crowd, so that's going to help.
Right.
Definitely
right.
going to help.
Like I said, you could just like you could like scratch your armpit to laugh.
That is like, this is what frustrates AJ. If there's a baby in the room and the baby goes, wah, and everyone goes, aw, he'll be like, did anyone hear me fucking say wah?
Hello.
Like, come on,
what
please.
About me?
Hello.
Right. Hey,
exactly.
That kid can make a noise and like everyone's, but I'm over here telling jokes over here.
They should know it's all about me.
John says, Pam's bra's like Chaz's thoughts, dirty.
That was different.
That's more AJ.
I liked it because it involved me. I heard my name. I thought it was going to be bad, and it turned out to be okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
See? That worked. That was going.
Yeah. I think that's the key with the joke is you give a compliment, and then you take it back.
Yeah.
You give a compliment, mm-hmm. and you take it back.
I just like when you were making your point, Pam was just sitting here going,
like a cartoon character.
Yeah. So. All right. What else?
A lot of people have been calling asking today, are we going to either Facebook Live the roast or are we recording it?
Recording.
We're definitely recording. I know that.
Yeah. Yep. Facebook Live, I feel, is danger zone.
It's called evidence.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. No, it'll be recorded. It'll be edited. And then I'm sure we'll release various videos.
Right. So if you see nothing from me, it means I really went off.
Yeah. What else?
Adam Grabowski says, Pam will be undressing in the barracks and yell, I'm naked. And everyone will just walk out. And then he wrote, I'm funnier in my head. I can't really see that far.
That's what happens. You write something down and then it's just funnier in your head.
Mm-hmm. Right. You think
that
it was funny.
Grand, like, oh, I liked it because it had to do with me.
Exactly.
Like the fact that we left.
I'm naked. All right. Well, we'll see you Monday or tonight. Chaz and AJ, Week in Review podcast, Facebook Live-y thingy.
Yep, that thing.
Chaz, AJ, Pam, Phil.
TCB Baby.
Sayonara.
Thank you.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.